It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
What kicking the shit out of fascism looks like. This is what it looks like.
Thank you, Eric Swalwell. That's right. That's right, mother. All right, good morning. Happy Monday, everybody.
Happy Monday.
Bella called in sick.
Yep.
So I'm going to be running cameras. So best of luck to us.
Well, we're on the air.
Here we are.
So that's good.
Who would have thought the Pope is healthier than our economy this morning? The Pope made an appearance over the...
He did.
Okay. Yeah. So everybody is obviously, sphincters clenched, waiting for the markets to open in, 20 minutes or so, Chris?
Yeah. Dow futures are down 725 points right now.
By the way, if you take a little... Well, everything's doom scrolling at this point.
Yes,
but
yes.
Across the socials, just... who is this? The okayest poster there is this damn simpleton is going to drive the global economy into the toilet because he has the brain of a third grader and grown-ass adult Republicans don't have the balls to tell him he's an idiot.
Yep.
That's where we are. That one guy did this?
$2
trillion of wealth has been wiped. Bam.
That's it.
And did you see him? He's okay.
Take your medicine.
It said this patient was very sick. No, you injected poison into a perfectly healthy patient. That's what happened.
That's right.
He's the mother in Sixth Sense. That's what he is. Eat your soup. You're very sick.
It's been a while since I've seen that. What happened in the Sixth
Sense?
People
get what I mean. Well, I don't want to give it away.
Oh, okay.
The mother's a murderer. Okay. She has a Munchausen's by proxy.
That's what we have. Toni Collette.
I don't remember. Okay, listen. I see dead economies is my point.
Okay, got it.
Oh, my God. Elon Musk has already turned on Peter Navarro because he lost $11 billion. I'm telling you.
He's turned on tariffs in general.
I'm sorry, but Trump out... He actually put out video of himself golfing while... Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
I have to say, nicely done. Millions of people, not just here, around the world.
Right.
Protesting. Oh, by the way, I can always tell which ones are ours, Chris.
Oh.
Let's see here. Oh, here it is. Who sent me this one? A woman at the Chicago rally Saturday was carrying a sign beside a photo of Putin were the words Russian dictator, beside a photo of Trump were the words Russian taster. I thought this must be a Stephanie Miller fan. That's one of mine.
Oh.
Yeah, that's one of mine. The more immature the sign, Chris.
Uh-huh.
We know how that's. They're one of ours.
Absolutely.
Oh, one of my personal favorites, Trump poops his pants. I mean, it's simple. It's to the point. It's true. Okay. Some of my other favorites, I wrote them all down.
Okay.
This is my resisting bitch face. You saw that one? Lots of people had this is my resisting bitch face. I got added to this protest by accident on a signal chat. Funny. Grab him by the Teslicas.
Okay.
Funny.
That was funny.
We're all the couch now. Get it? Because we're all...
Yes.
By J.D. Vance. Uh-huh. That's funny. Okay. Don't make me repeat myself. Signed history. Make Orwell fiction again. See, this is why we're going to win, because we have the smartest, funniest people on our side.
We have the educated among us.
Yeah. We have always been at war with East Asia.
Uh-huh.
Funny. See,
all of these,
people that read books.
Yes. These are all like literary allusions.
Yes. Tax the penguins. Very funny.
Okay.
Visit Canada. We won't throw you into an El Salvadorian gulag without due process.
All right.
It's a little clunky, but
it's
long, but it's...
We'll workshop that.
On point, yeah. I would call Trump 8, but he lacks warmth and depth. That's an old one. Good oldie, but goodie.
Yeah.
And then the picture of Trump, does this ass make my country look small?
Yes, I've seen that one at other rallies before.
Yeah. I heard a fantastic story on The Final Word with Frangela, our dear friends.
They are wonderful.
Yes. And, you know, I would have thought I would have heard every inspirational animal story from going to SoulCycle all those years and knowing which wolf to feed.
But, before they turned all Trumpy?
Right. But Frances told... Right. Frances told the story of cows and the buffalo. Have you heard this story? We'll go over it again with them on Friday.
Okay.
But so cows and buffaloes both know when there's a storm coming, but cows run away in fear.
Okay.
And then they tire themselves out. So by the time the storm hits, they're screwed. Buffaloes run right into the storm. And so they get through it a lot faster. They run right into the storm. They get through it.
Is this true?
And they come out on the other side. I don't know. Ask Francis. My point is, that's what we did this weekend all over the world. Run into the storm. Do not be afraid. Right? We have Barb McQuaid today,
yes,
who's fantastic, wrote a piece about these law firms bending the knee.
Yeah.
Do not bend the knee.
Nope.
He is... What more evidence do you need that he is an idiot? He has no idea what he's doing. This whole, like, oh, he's negotiating. Oh, my God. He's not negotiating. The problem is the entire world. Take a page from the rest of the world in terms of courage. They have united,
yeah,
against him.
Yeah.
So I don't know what our way out of this is, because you know he's going to have to spin something and say, call it victory.
Right.
But they're not negotiating with him. That's what the markets were waiting for,
sure,
Chris, to see. Oh, is he going to say, oh, an art of the deal, and I made deals with all these countries. They're not.
And there was nothing by the end.
They're like, screw you.
Yeah, nothing by close of business on Friday. And so the markets took a major dump at the end of trading,
yeah,
on Friday.
Oh, I have the best guess the quote,
okay,
ever.
All right.
Who said, fear has a way of being contagious. When one person has fear, it has a way of spreading to those around them and spreading. And we are witnessing that, no doubt. But I say this also, my dear friends, courage is also contagious. Who said that?
Bella Gerencer.
No, I said me.
Miller.
Me.
Oh, Stephanie Miller.
I say it every single day. Kamala Harris just said it. So you know that she watches every day now. That's the downside of her not winning. Hi, Kamala. Hi. I say that every day. You know, everybody on social media is like, she obviously listens.
Sure.
Hi, Kamala. I'm so sorry you're not.
Uh-huh.
I feel like if Kamala Harris had wiped off $2 trillion of global wealth, she would have been impeached over the weekend. They would have done the rare weekend impeachment, don't you think?
Obama had some thoughts about that over the weekend, too.
Yes, who said, imagine if I had done any of this. It's unimaginable the same parties that are silent now would have tolerated behavior like that for me or a whole bunch of my predecessors. Who said that?
Barack Obama. If you'd like to hear him say that, I have the audio.
You're not playing along anymore.
Imagine if I had done any of this. Let me just, I just want to be clear about this. Imagine if I had pulled Fox News' credentials from the White House press corps. You're laughing, but no, this is what's happening. Imagine if I'd said to law firms that were representing parties that were upset with policies my administration had initiated, that you will not be allowed into government buildings. We will punish you economically for dissenting from the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah, can you imagine the craziness that would ensue?
I can't even. Can we? Oh, by the way, our friend Allison Gill, I think, echoed something you said last week, Chris. She said the best case scenario,
yes,
is that this is a stock shorting scheme, and in a week there will be a masterful, quote-unquote, non-existence, quote-unquote, deal-making that removes the tariffs after billionaires buy the dip, causing a massive transfer of wealth. That is the best case scenario.
Yes.
I mean, whichever it is horrifying.
I hope it's that.
I don't know what to hope for anymore.
At this point, I hope it's that. Because if it's anything else, we're completely screwed.
We're
going into a depression.
He's stupid and he's stubborn,
right,
and he has no idea. Did you see Rachel Maddow did a piece that... This is Peter Navarro's idea, who, of course, Elon Musk went after this weekend.
Right.
His whole book... that he cites as the whole, the expert he cites on tariffs does not exist.
Right.
Rachel Maddow blew this story out. He's fictional.
Yep.
Some expert, Peter Navarro, says tariffs are so great. I mean, even the math they did, every economist is like, the gross incompetence we just saw in the Signal chat and every other thing,
right,
firing people, asking them back, deporting people by accident. It's happening. They did the math all wrong.
That's right.
In the first place. Just a couple on China. Dakota says 60 to 70% of American soybeans go to China. China just slapped a 34% tariff on all goods coming up from the U.S.
China.
Why so many farmers think Trump cares about them is beyond me. Tristan Snell talking about the math, China's actual tariff rate was only 7.5%. Trump's minions bungled it, used AI to claim it was 67%, then slapped a 34% tariff on them. Remember, he's like, oh, we're only doing half. We're being very kind. We could. China has now increased its tariff from 7.5% to 34%. Trump instantly made China's tariffs 4.5 times worse. He is an idiot, costing us trillions.
China.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Tristan. It's just, in the amount of time, MK says, in just 3 months, he has triggered a stock market free fall, massive inflation, destruction of civil service, healthcare and science research that will take decades to rebuild, has kidnapped and deported innocent people, destroyed our country's alliances. We cannot take a year of this, let alone four. The country will not hold. He's going to be put out of office. Too many people are losing everything. He is uniting everyone against him. Even the wealthy and the evil are losing money now. You see that, right?
Yep.
That now Elon Musk is even turned on them, because all of these people that supported him, right, business people, are like begging him to stop.
Yes.
Okay.
Even Jamie Dimon this morning said, because Jamie Dimon is the one who said, let's have patience. This is going to work, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Now this morning he's like, let's cool it on the tariffs.
He's like, ah.
Yeah.
Now they're all like, all our what's happening sound drives. They're just, everyone's checking their retirement, their iPhone that was made.
What's happening?
Except I texted you yesterday. I said, oh my God, these creepy, smiley Trump administration people on the Sunday shows. The gaslighting.
Yeah.
It's just, why are they all so smiley? I don't know which.
Because
both of them are.
Trump has trained them to be cheap timeshare salesmen.
My God.
Exactly what's going on.
Who's this? Oh, Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary.
Right.
This was my favorite. We had record volume in the markets on Friday.
Uh-huh.
Right. Volume downward.
Right.
I don't. Oh, my God. What?
Markets are organic, the animals, and you never know what the reaction's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I can tell you is the Treasury Secretary, what I've been very impressed with is the market infrastructure, that we had record volume on Friday, and everything is working very smoothly, so the American people take great comfort in that.
Okay. Yeah, you seemed a little, you got stuck there for a second.
Uh-huh.
We can take great comfort. The American, it's going very smoothly.
He's using sales techniques to try and sell America on something that was really bad really good.
They were all like children of the corn.
Yes.
They're all like smiling and everything's going exactly as planned.
Yeah.
It's going very smoothly. Yeah, can Trump use the word beautiful any more times? Trump said the impact of his tariffs is coming in now. It's a beautiful thing to behold. That's as Dow futures dropped $1,500 just yesterday on a Sunday.
Right.
Amid investor fears of Armageddon today. He said tariffs, which are now bringing tens of billions of dollars into the USA. No.
Computer says no.
No, they are not.
No.
They are not.
No.
They're already in effect, and a beautiful thing to behold. Someday, people will realize that tariffs for the United States of America are a very beautiful thing.
No.
Okay. Did you know they're very beautiful? They're very beautiful, and things are going very smoothly.
Tariffs are always
beautiful.
And the
American people should take a lot of comfort in how beautifully and smoothly things are going.
It's even more beautiful than the Holly Smoot tariff.
Smoot Holly.
Holly Smoot. Ben Stein says Holly Smoot.
Well, that was a movie. I've never heard any.
He is an economist.
I haven't heard an actual expert. He's a Republican. What is he? He gets everything wrong. Oh, my God. See, this is why I need, by the way, I need not just animal stories. I need a, we need to break.
Yeah.
Okay. I had to send you.
Things to do.
I know. I had to. Oh, God. I have technical things to do.
Uh-huh.
Bella, get better soon.
And I think I heard a knock at the door, too.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, or at the window.
Huh? Okay. That can only be bad news.
So we should break.
We're coming to bring you the 3 pennies that are left in your retirement account here.
Yeah, great.
Clink.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. So I will get to talking dogs after the break. It's the only thing keeping me sane. And oh, my God, White Lotus. Oh, my God, the finale. Oh, my God.
I haven't seen it.
Okay. But
I don't stay up that late.
I was out of sheer terror.
Okay.
Okay. Do I hit this now?
Yes, hit that now.
All right. We will be right back with Rude Pundit and Barb McQuaid.
Yes.
Stephanie Miller.
No, you're smart today. You're running
cameras. I'm a big girl. I just turned the cameras on. Whee! All right, Bella is out sick today.
Yes.
We're sending her love and light.
Yes.
Chris, who said in all caps, the operation's over, the patient lived and is healing. The prognosis is the patient will be far stronger, bigger, better, more resilient than ever before. Make America great again.
Woodrow Wilson.
Oh, no, that's a good guess. No, that'd be Orange Hitler. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Wow. So we are waiting. We've got about 3 minutes before the market opens.
Yes.
But just in case you're, you know, counting. Dow futures dropped sharply Sunday night, down 1,500 and something points. S&P 500, NASDAQ down 4% each. Oh. Numbers set the stage for Monday, which could further decimate retirement accounts. Best of luck, everybody.
Dow futures are down 932 points right now.
Dow lost more than 1,600 points on Thursday, 2,200 points on Friday. Oh, I told you, I was watching someone live, a reporter, like, spill their coffee. As the numbers kept going, really. Right. The back-to-back drops, two of the worst days in history, the worst since the beginning of the COVID pandemic. He is officially worse than a worldwide pandemic for the economy.
Uh-huh.
All right. Karen in Chicago, I'm going to guess, was at Chicago. Hands-off
rally. Absolutely.
Hello.
Yes. It was great. It made me feel like we all felt at the first Women's March back in 2017.
It sends a message to the world,
right?
One of my favorite signs was just everyone hates you. And everyone knows who the sign's about.
And it is so important. But this is my concern. And I actually had a conversation with a friend who was also there. And I said, there's another one, by the way, on the 19th. And she said, I don't think I can make it. She goes, I just don't know if I have the bandwidth to do this on a regular basis. And I'm like, this is the problem. Because as great as the first Women's March was, I was out there protesting after it. And you saw the numbers and everybody just kind of settled in. I hope this time is different.
Yeah.
I hope that people understand that everything that he is doing is in the effort to please Vladimir Putin and to destroy this country.
Yeah.
And he doesn't care who he hurts. And so that's what we have to remember. And I just hope that people understand that can't be a one-off, what we saw on Saturday. That has to be ongoing. Yeah, if you have to take a break, take a break. But please get back in it.
Yeah.
We have to be in this together.
I mean,
another
Karen on Blue Sky said, a stock market crash not due to a pandemic or natural disaster or economic bubble, but revenge engineered by one person, a recession created by rage.
Yeah.
I mean, and there you have it.
Yeah.
And here we all are. So, all right. We cannot be rude enough this morning, can we?
Nope.
Rude Pundit next.
Right now, we have gone from a Trump slump to a Trump train wreck. We are going into a red recession. Our 401ks are 201ks. Our costs at Walmart and Home Depot and Target, where 4 out of 5 of the things we buy are from overseas, are going up. And where is Donald Trump? He's golfing. So to Donald Trump, I say, get your ass off the golf course and face the people.
That's what I'm talking about, Eric Swalwell. Okay, there are some Mondays you cannot be rude enough.
Hey,
this is one of them.
Don't say things bad. You're on Steph's show. You're not on Twitter.
Hey, Max out and let Fred in.
Hi, rudeness. Oh my God! Nicely done, New York City. Holy cow!
Yeah,
that was
great.
That was a hell of a hands off.
Oh,
the one in New Jersey, and I had Cory Booker.
Nice.
Oh,
that's
nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
Has his voice recovered?
His voice was hoarse, but he was angry and energetic, and inspirational. I mean, you know.
Mean,
and
rude people.
Let me just throw in there. Yeah. Yes, I know he voted for funding for Israel's war. Yes, I know. I still find him what he's trying to do inspirational.
Yeah.
Yes, you wrote a piece. Democrats have stories to tell, and Cory Booker helped show how to tell them. And you ended the piece by saying, "Suck it and stop." Okay, sorry. Acting like Democrats are the same as Republicans, you dumb. So thank you for that. Thank you.
Right.
If you don't like one vote on one thing, just saying. So rudeness, I mean, I have to say, people go, oh, these protests don't matter. They do matter. Yesterday mattered. It not only energizes those of us that are not taking crazy pills, it sends a message to the entire world, doesn't it?
Yeah, it tells the world. It's sort of like when we would see the protests in Israel or the ones going on in Hungary right now, that yes, the people are in the streets and they're upset, and that we can look at that and go, yes, they don't like their government either.
Right.
And so, yeah, it does send that message to the world.
I mean, this one, just all over social media, almost overnight, we're going to see a massive realignment of the world order away from the United States. Even if the policies are reversed tomorrow and the world knows we're no longer a rational actor who can be relied upon, this is permanent. I mean, somebody was saying that, like, the rest of the world is not going to just gamble on what a few voters in Wisconsin decide to do every 4 years.
Like, yeah, that was the French minister who said that back in October. And he turned out to be right.
Yeah.
It's the world looks at us now and they cannot rely on us. And they, frankly, haven't been able to rely on us since 2016, 2017.
I mean, you almost can't write a script that this guy, while he is crashing the world economy and dead soldiers are coming home, he's golfing with the people behind 9/11. Yeah. With Saudis. You almost can't write a more un-American storyline.
No, you don't understand, Stephanie. You just don't understand what is going on. We have such small brains compared to his big throbbing
brain. Yeah.
Throbbing.
Yeah. God. Yes. We can't comprehend what he actually has in mind. Somehow everything will just keep going and working until it just ejaculates gold all over us. That's what we're waiting for, Stephanie.
Right. That is
a golden ejaculation. We're in the age of a golden age of gold ejaculation.
The Dow was down 1,400 points just in the last
few minutes.
Couple of minutes. Okay. All right, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get in the middle of your, spray.
Golden ejaculation.
Yes, sorry about that. Uh-huh. Didn't mean to. Wow,
yes,
that was a
the
total
The Trump effulgence. We should be calling this the tumescent Trump effulgence.
That was a total block of your dirty prose, and I apologize.
The turgid Trump I don't know.
I heard another phrase that I've never heard before, clam jam. I've never heard that before, but it's funny.
That sounds like something that you should probably not say on the air again.
Well, how do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm a pescatarian. How do you know what I mean? What?
Probably something you should get checked.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're talking viscosity here.
God!
So you retweeted Eric Lipton, New York Times, said even as the stock market crashed, President Trump was in Florida at his Doral Golf Resort and Mar-a-Lago Club, helping pump up family businesses, evidence that Trump continues to monetize the presidency. And you just said another day, another scandal that will never be treated as a scandal. I mean, everyone's like, what's he going to, distract from Signalgate with? Oh, I know. I'm going to implode the worldwide economy. I mean,
Which then turns out to be more important, but I just don't understand. I want Democrats to say more that this is all based on lies. It's all BS. Everything that they're doing is based on lies
and fuzzy math, as George W. Bush used to say. Right?
Yeah. Okay. And I mean, say what you will about Bush and Cheney, and they were evil and awful and in every way, at least they had an ideology.
Yeah.
At least there was something behind what they were doing. There's nothing behind this except whatever the brain worms are telling him today.
Yeah. Yeah. I found you were correct, a French minister. Vladimir Putin bet his life that American voters would be weak and decadent enough to return Trump to the presidency. He was right. Europeans are moving ahead with their own security plans because they realize, as a French minister put it, we cannot leave the security of Europe in the hands of voters in Wisconsin every 4 years. He was right. The Canadian prime minister declared this age of American leadership over. He was right. I have to say, side note, thank you, Wisconsin, at least for speaking up in this last election.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and giving the finger to Elon Musk, you know.
Right, right.
And, you know,
oh, you
a man who needs
speaking,
more fingering. I'm sorry, I just can't.
Oh, you did. I read the my favorite signs. You tweeted a picture of yours, Trump plus Musk. Your hair plugs are gender affirming care. You're still ugly. So that was.
That was one of the signs there. Yeah.
The
sign game was so-so at my protest, but that was a good one.
Yeah. There was we had some strong ones, I got to say.
Yeah.
But thank you for this. You said you fundamentally are misreading the moment if you think Democratic voters give a single solitary about bipartisanship. We want to throw Republicans out in the street, not ask if they'd like a comfier room. I mean, we have to keep saying that, Rude. They could stop this anytime. A handful of Republicans in Congress could stop this. I think it's, is it Don Bacon is the only Republican that said we need to take away his tariff power. I mean, this is literally, they're like, I think we need to take the handgun away from the drunk toddler. And he's the only one. Everyone else is like, oh, no, let's see how it plays out. Right.
Well, and the Senate is starting to kind of crap itself. The Republicans in the Senate are.
Yeah.
Because I think four of them now are co-sponsoring a bill that says don't do the tariffs on Canada. And but, you know, Mike Johnson said that he told Republicans to hang firm on the tariffs because we want to go back to the greatest economy in the history of the world. So they actually believe that the economy in a pre-pandemic economy was the greatest economy in the world then, which it was good, but it was showing signs of weakness even before because of Trump's policies, including tariffs.
Yeah.
It just so happened that he didn't do it as massively and stupidly as he's doing it now.
Yeah. Yeah, what's the Dumb and Dumber 2? This is the sequel.
Yeah.
Just, right. By the way, speaking of pandemics, you said RFK Jr. attending the funeral of a child who died of measles is giving us serious creepy serial killer vibes. Yeah, it really is the arsonist showing up at the fire.
Right? Yeah.
How can I help?
Oh, yeah. How can I? He apparently did say something like, you know, that the vaccine is the best way to avoid measles. But then he also supported these two crackpot doctors and their aerosolized medicines that supposedly cure measles. And it's like,
and vitamin A, which, you know, now kids are having vitamin A toxicity because of this moron. Is it Backdraft where the fireman is the arsonist that shows up? Am I thinking?
I think so.
Is it Donald Sutherland? I can't remember.
Did you spoil the end of Backdraft?
I am so sorry. It's Donald Sutherland.
Is it?
Okay.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
I apologize. I didn't say anything about White Lotus except that the.
Don't, because.
English girl with the. What?
Don't.
With the teeth?
Yeah. Nothing. I'm not saying anything about what happened.
Dairy girl?
What?
No, she wasn't Dairy Girl. She was in Sex Education. Sorry.
Yeah, she was. Yes.
I like when you project forward as a writer. You said New York Times, September 2025. We visited Trump voters who are now living in tents made of old MAGA shirts that they taped together eating squirrel stew, and they told us it was all worth it to stop those transgenders from using the wrong bathroom. That's actually, you know what, you might write that in parody, but that's going to be pretty close.
It's pretty much true. It's pretty much true. You could go talk to farmers right now that are looking at, you know, their destabilized markets and facing impending doom, and they would say, well, you know, at least I can say the N-word now.
I mean, it is going to be a profound psychological experiment in this country, isn't it, Rude? At some point, a percentage of people that just will never admit they were wrong or that they were lied to. I mean, you look around what's happening and, you know, there's still people, you know, maggots tweeting about the protests. Like, they're all paid protesters. Really? Millions of people in the world are paid protesters. And, oh, we had the protest was in November. We have the president we want. Yeah, go ahead. Keep. I mean, that are just dismissing all of this, but it's going to hit them too. And I don't, you know.
Isn't that what Trump says? Teaches them, though. Never admit you're wrong. Right. It's like with this hairdresser from El Salvador, that 60 Minutes did the story that 75% of the people that were sent to that prison had no criminal record
at all
for them.
God. Yeah,
right.
And
right.
This guy clearly the one that they and what did they just put on leave or fire a DOJ prosecutor that couldn't argue, just that had to admit that this guy was sent mistakenly, wrongly,
right,
back.
Right. And so, and if Pam you tell Bondi said, you know, you can't have somebody actually admitting that, you know, we will not have anybody who doesn't absolutely support the United States. You want to say, no, that's supporting the United States. And I just want to say to them, like, if you want to do this stupid, cruel, heinous policy,
yeah,
saying, oh man, we screwed up, let's bring this guy back.
Yeah.
That would actually make your policy seem more valid. Like, if you're
right,
willing to admit that, you know, okay, when we make a mistake, we're going to correct it because we want to get this right. But they don't care if they get it right. All they care about is the cruelty
and the evil
part of it, being as evil as possible.
And they keep continuing the lie that he's a gang member. When he's like,
yeah.
That's why he won his case, because he's not. He was running from gang violence anyway.
And as the judge in that case said, if you want to prove he's a gang member, indict him, put up evidence, you know, prove it. You can't just assert that. That's at the whole purpose of habeas corpus.
Right. Right. Like, I call you a filthy hobo with no evidence every week, but, you know.
He got a haircut.
But I'm deporting
Please.
Him.
Look at that. He
Please.
Ran a comb through his hair.
That's true.
No, I didn't actually.
Oh.
It's just no, please. And I said this last week, and I still haven't trimmed my beard. I look just like I'm ready to go hang out with Grizzly Adams.
I was gonna make hair. A Grizzly Adams joke. Thank you for getting to that. All right, and thank you for your piece to Democrats, because this is, you know, based on Cory Booker, who you just saw yesterday, Saturday, excuse me. You said one of the key things Booker did was make a case for the necessity of Democrats and Democratic policies by telling the stories of some of the people who've written to him about what they're going through. So many stories. Booker was saying Democrats have stories to tell. Tell the f-ing stories. You just say it's not just Republicans that were elected. Democrats have a story to tell about how they were elected too, and those Democratic representatives and senators have a mandate to defend their constituents. They have a story to tell about the role of Congress and how Republicans are abdicating that role. And give people hope by telling them the story about how we can return to normal, how it's not supposed to be like this. That's what Saturday said, more importantly, to all of us, right? You're not taking crazy pills. This is not normal. Someone's got to stop this, right?
And it's just, it's really depressing to think that there's a whole generation of voters that are growing up and thinking, oh, this is the way politics is. This is just the way it is. Right. And it's sort of like, no, it's not. It has been made this way. It has been contorted this way.
Yeah, you said that's what the protests Saturday were about. Just let us live our lives like we were, not in whatever up cynical, nihilistic, destructive way that's being forced on us for no reason. That's the main thing. The economy was the envy of the world. It was perfectly healthy. The fact that they're going, oh, the patient was very sick, is very bad. You said Kamala Harris did a lot of that kind of thing. Thank you. When campaigning, especially the idea of ending chaos, that was a start. Some like AOC are doing it now. We need more. Own it all, tell it all, or there's not going to be any story left but the comforting lies and sinister hatred that we're bombarded with now. I mean, I think that's the thing is, you know, I'm sure 1930s Germany was like that. Like, people looking around going, is someone else going to do something? Is someone going to stop this? And us all going to the streets going, is us at least going, oh, it's us. Oh, it's us. We have to stop this, right?
Yeah. 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 And I think that it's going to take more and more street action. I think it's going to take shutting things down. It's going to take scaring the hell out of corporations. So that they actually start pushing back, and some seem to be indicating they're going to start to, but I mean, but how do you shake the House of Representatives? The House of Representatives is completely insane on the Republican side.
Yeah.
It is all of these people elected from these MAGA districts, gerrymandered MAGA districts that they want the craziest person possible there.
Yeah. Ming said this on Blue Sky, exactly what you're saying, Rude. Whatever happens, just remember less than 20 Republicans could stop this at any time they wanted. Mm-hmm. So this is not just on Trump, you know?
No.
So, yeah.
And you know, and I keep saying, why aren't some of them deciding to leave the Republican Party at this point and give the majority to the Democrats?
Save the country. Which,
yeah, that would save the country.
Yeah, there you go. All right, love you, filthy hobo.
Yeah. You're good.
Yeah, I'll take my two messins elsewhere.
The good news is you already look like mid-depression. You don't, you know what I'm saying? You look totally like you live under a bridge already. So, you know.
I always feel like I'm halfway there.
Yeah.
Halfway there.
Okay.
Love you. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
Stephanie Miller.
She's a liar. She's a dingbat. She is an attention strumpet.
In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and freedoms.
I'm running the cameras.
You
look
are.
At me. I'm a big girl.
You're actually really good at it. Maybe we should hire you.
I feel like I should get a pellet of some sort, like a food pellet, when I hit the... Beep. I'm like Coco the Gorilla, the pellet.
We made it idiot-proof for you today.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
By the way, speaking of competence, Gemma says, I feel like if a woman had wiped $2 trillion off the global stock market in a day, she would be forcibly removed. Yes, thank you. Amé says, Trump is the first president since the S&P 500 was created in 1957 to inherit a bull market and turn it into a loss of at least 5% at this point in his presidency. Okay.
What? Inherited a bull market? I think he inherited a bear market and he turned it into a bull market.
Right. Whatever.
Okay.
I can never... That and stalactites and stalagmites. I don't remember which is which. But anyway, hi, Steve in Ohio.
Hi.
Hi.
How you guys doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Well, I've just been thinking about something ever since Trump said they were going to block 43 countries from getting visas to this country. Mm-hmm. We have, as you very well know, the Olympics coming up in 28.
That's right.
Who's coming?
Yeah.
Are we going to get boycotted?
I know. I said that to Mayor Bass the other day. Yep. All right. We got Barb McQuaid coming up, Stephanie Miller's show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
We've got the right to protest for what is right without being arrested, deported, or fired. We got the right to read the books we want, including 1984 and The Handmaid's Tale, even if they now belong in the nonfiction section. We've even got the right to call the president deranged for crashing our economy, destroying $6 trillion of wealth, and turning...
Representative Jamie Raskin, star of stage screen Sexy Liberal DC, and then, of course, Hands Off this Saturday.
That's right.
Yeah. Bella is out sick today. Unfortunately, get well, Bella.
Yes.
Anna, though, said, for some reason, I just look. Chris is looking so handsome. You should put the camera on him more often.
Well.
I'll just do that. I don't know how to do it. Okay.
No. Where you go? We got to make it easy on you, the camera worker this morning, we have a split screen.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I'm literally, Coco the Gorilla could do this.
Don't touch it right now.
Okay.
Yeah, it up so all you have to do is hit the space bar
Thank
when I tell you.
You. Uh-huh. Thanks. Okay, so we were saying nicely done on all the protests, right? This is a salt in the wound stack.
Okay.
Trump tells Americans to stop panicking, don't be weak, and don't be stupid. Oh, that's nice. That's making all this better, isn't it?
Yeah.
Being called stupid.
You're weak and stupid if you're worried about your finances.
The United States has a chance to do something good. That seems like talking down to people, doesn't it?
A little bit.
The United States has a chance to do something. Should have been done decades ago. Don't be weak. Don't be stupid. Don't be a panicking.
A what?
A new party based on weak and stupid people. Be strong, courageous, and patient, and greatness will be the result. Shut up. Oh, my God. Shut the up. honestly, can we unload the entire shut up cannon at him and all his creepy,
shut
smiley...
Up,
shut up!
You shut up!
Shut up!
You shut up!
Shut the f*** up. Shut all the way the f*** up until you reach the top of Shut f*** Mountain where there are no more f*** ups to shut.
Oh my God, him and all his creepy, smiley surrogates on the Sunday shows yesterday.
Oh yeah.
Everything's good. Everything's going exactly as planned. Everybody calm down.
Yeah, we meant to do that.
Oh my
we
God.
Meant to, we meant okay. to crash the markets.
You know the only thing that calms me?
What?
It's dog videos.
Oh.
Yeah. There are an incredible amount of dogs that can talk, which I was not aware of.
How come your dogs can't talk?
I don't. It's the only thing that gives me that and White Lotus, which is, oh my God, the finale is the part where the guy.
Uh-huh. Can we talk about Clyde turning the bed upside down and then sleeping on it?
On top of it?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Okay.
He's not
I decided not to try language, but lots of people do, and this is the only thing that keeps me sane.
Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
All right.
Leave me alone.
All right.
All right, can you say your name? Luna.
How do you feel about this project we got going on, huh? Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
Whisper. Good job, Whisper.
You say good morning?
He said I love you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I love you.
I love him.
Okay.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Say, I love you.
That's Mama.
Oh.
Mama. Come on.
Hello.
Can we go outside now?
No.
Come on. Come on. That has kept me
That's
sane.
That's adorbs.
That has kept me sane.
That is adorbs.
And, well, the I love you is just that's a thing.
I love you too.
Sam, a good girl. Say, I love you. Perfect. I love you. I love you.
All right. This goes on for, what, 3 minutes?
3 minutes.
I can't get
it. 3 minutes of that.
I just have to have it on a loop.
Uh-huh.
Okay, there's a low bar for dog language. If it's close, it's close enough.
Sure. Clyde can't even come close.
Right. I mean, Walter doesn't even say anything. I mean, he's like Trump. He just talks a lot, but he doesn't say anything.
Stop interrupting me. No, stop.
Right, here it comes. Yeah.
Now that was roar. Tell me he was not saying roar. He was saying roar. Come on. Okay.
But he was Chris, interrupting.
Chris, who said he has committed, I think we just know who he is.
Okay.
Has committed the most profound, harmful, and unnecessary economic error in the modern era. Almost everything he said on history, economics, and the technicalities of trade was utterly deluded.
Scrooge McDuck.
No, that would be The Economist magazine.
Oh.
They kind of know stuff about the economy because
yeah.
Conservative Economist magazine. Okay, introverted hiker says, if Congress and the courts don't act, we are royally fucked. Because Trump will never admit he was wrong. He will never capitulate, not on something this big. He truly believes he's a genius. It's the first time, it's time for the rest of the government to shut him down. Again, call your Republican representatives. They could do this in a heartbeat.
Yep.
Adam Kinzinger said, one man's temper tantrum to feel powerful is having devastating consequences. And one more, Johnny says, you can't convince me if you voted for Donald Trump that you're happy right now. He's cut your benefits, increased your costs, violated your freedoms. You're not convincing anybody, yourself included. I keep saying, Chris, it'll be a remarkable experiment to see what percentage of people are still going to claim this is all going great.
Scott Percent. Well,
yeah. Oh, without, yeah. Like, I can't hear enough of the creepy, smiley Treasury Secretary. Here he is. Yeah. Hang on. Here we go. Yeah.
Markets are organic, the animals. And
the other one.
No, yes, second
reaction.
One.
Reaction. Look, we get these short-term market reactions from time to time. The market consistently, the under estimates Donald Trump. I remember that in 2016, the night President Trump won, the market crashed. It turned out he was going to be the most pro-business president in over a century.
He's the most pro-business. Except business leaders are all freaking out, too.
They are. Yes.
Oh, like this guy. Hold on. Billionaire Trump backer warns America of self-induced economic nuclear winter. Hey, you know what it would good to think of that?
What?
Is before you supported him, gave him money, and voted for it. Billionaire hedge fund manager Bill Ackman. Wow, when he's lost billionaires.
Yeah.
A vocal supporter of Trump on Sunday urged the president to pause his sweeping new tariffs, warning they can economically devastate America if implemented as planned. He said, while the country is 100% behind Trump's mission to fix the global tariff system.
Computer says no.
Not really.
No.
But he's currently losing the confidence of business leaders around the globe. You think? Oh, this is just a whole now warning stack. The consequences for our country and the millions of our citizens who have supported the president, in particular low-income consumers who are already under a huge amount of economic stress, are going to be severely negative. This is not what we voted for.
Now a warning?
Yeah, it is. You just thought it was going to happen to other people. The president has an opportunity on Monday to call a timeout and have the time to execute on fixing an unfair tariff system. Alternatively, we are heading for a self-induced economic nuclear winter. May cooler heads prevail. That's Trump supporter, billionaire.
I think
nuclear winter.
The billionaires are starting to speak up because they're no longer billionaires.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was saying about when, you know, Elon, you've got big bag of rats.
Yeah.
What do you call it? But even Elon Musk turning on Peter Navarro, who is, by the way, if you've ever seen Peter Navarro, there's a reason he went to prison. He's a complete crackpot crook.
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're up 225 points now.
Oh, yay. There's a silver lining. Okay.
The chaos is not good. The chaos in the markets is
Attorney
not.
Ryan says, hey, Republicans, take a look at your retirement portfolios. We warned you. All you had to do was not elect the career criminal and the economy would still be growing. But no, because someone on Joe Rogan said a kid meowed at school or some. Now we have to destroy everything because woke or whatever. This, I mean, that is all true and it is just infuriating. Mm-hmm. I think we were warned, weren't we? I think we were warned. A lot of leopard face buffets.
You were warned, now deal with it.
Pardon me.
Sorry. I'm new here.
Strand said, as long as I live, I will never understand why they would rather elect a singularly worthless white rapist as president than an extraordinarily impressive black woman. Yes, all of it. And Scaramucci. Said the fact that Trump and his team think that we wouldn't have a full-on obliterating trade war makes total sense to me after watching 2 hours of Fox News last night. They are in an echo chamber of stupidity. Once again, that is one of the huge reasons we're here, Chris. They can take the stock ticker away all they want, but they aren't going to be able to hide the effects on their viewers.
Oh, the stock ticker might be back because it's now up 551 points.
Other 98 said, usually when the stock market crashes, there's a big reason. 9/11, COVID. This was literally just Trump pointing a gun at the economy's face and pulling the trigger. Excuse me.
Bless you.
I'm sorry. I'm allergic to depression. A great depression. Thank you. Scaramucci, one more. Imagine President Harris taking $10 trillion out of the global stock market in the first 80 days of her presidency. What the Fox people would be doing right now. I can't anymore. Mm-hmm. President Obama talked about that this weekend. Can you imagine, right?
Yeah.
Let's do Obama part two. But just him imagining if he had done an iota of this.
It's unimaginable that the same parties that are silent now would have tolerated behavior like that for me, or a whole bunch of my predecessors. So, and I say this not on a partisan basis. This has to do with something more precious, which is who are we as a country and what values do we stand for?
By the way,
I miss him so much.
I love him so much. Anxious opposition said intelligent people will always sound like the crazy ones to folks whose only source of information or education is Fox News. By the way, who's the crazy? I don't know who the new crazy Fox lady. She said this, the tariffs, they're going to bring back masculinity.
Oh, I, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll find it. We'll get
okay.
to that.
All right.
Crazy bitch. I mean, pundit in a second. Do I have a thing here?
Yes,
I have it.
I'm sorry.
Yes, I know. We're running a two-person show this morning.
Yes, we are.
We have Bart McQuaid.
We do.
Attorney extraordinaire, though, coming
yes.
up.
Yes.
18 minutes after the hour. Did it.
Stephen.
She's a liar. She's a dingbat. She is an attention strumpet.
Stephanie Miller.
Michael in North Carolina. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Mama.
Hi.
You know, I think I'm going to start calling in as Ron Vera. That way you'll know it's somebody with real expertise.
It's that's the fictional tariff expert
okay.
Peter Navarro
yeah.
cited in his
right.
book. Yes.
Peter Navarro, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
The LA demonstration featured a sign I truly loved. It's a payoff to an almost 60-year quest. You know, your buddy Stephen Stills, the song that made him famous mm-hmm. was For What It's Worth.
Yeah.
Was second verse, people singing songs and carrying signs mostly say, hooray for our side. Well, L.A. demonstration featured a woman holding up a big sign that said, hooray for our side.
That's
wonderful.
That's awesome.
Yep. He sang that in my living room,
yep.
Chris LeBoy.
I know.
That was fantastical. Okay. Sean says, sure, Trump's policies are disastrous, but I don't think we're talking enough about how he's completely lost his marbles. The president is not mentally stable. It's getting worse each day. We're all paying the price as he casually drives the global economy off a cliff. This is why the 25th Amendment exists. I don't even care at this point, Chris, whether he's going to, you know, Republicans will impeach him before he drags the whole party down. Here we are. Dow dropped 4,000 points in 2 days, and the entire world is at war with the U.S. because 77 million people chose to believe in billionaires having their best interests in mind instead of 23 Nobel Prize winning economists who called Kamala Harris's economic plan vastly superior to Donald Trump's. This is what we get, right, for our experts, science, economists, stupid, right? Here we are. Here we are.
Yep.
Rocco in Chicago. Hey, Rocco.
Yeah, I refuse to think that Trump is stupid. I think what he's doing is purposely smashing the economy so he can trade and buy everything, and he and his buddies can create an oligarchy when they own all the wealth. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't think he's stupid. Everybody goes, well, he doesn't know what he's doing. No, he knows what he's doing.
No, both can be true.
And he's really nasty.
Yeah, no, both can be true. I mean, is one better than the other? I don't know. Joe Walsh disagrees with our caller. He says he's an idiot. If you didn't know that before, know that now. He's an idiot. That explains everything. Well, he obviously doesn't know what he's talking about, right?
Right.
Personality of Cult says millions of Americans gathered yesterday across the country to speak up against Donald Trump and his proxy president, Elon Musk. No windows were broken, no police officers assaulted, no feces smeared on the walls, no one chanting to hang anyone, no gallows erected, no legislators rushed into safe rooms. We are not the same. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Not right? That is what peaceful protest looks like.
That's right.
Barb McQuaid coming up in just a few minutes. Covey says the Justice Department placed an attorney on leave for saying in court Friday that a Maryland man should not have been deported to El Salvador. They are now punishing people for telling the truth. This is where we are. Barb wrote a great piece about it. We're going to talk to her in a minute. One more. Hey, Americans, you were in the news worldwide today. Your protests and demonstrations, your disdain for Trump and Musk, your disapproval of their actions are now clear to the world. You have really, really made it clear. That was one of the important mm-hmm. things, I think, of yesterday. This one. Garfield says Donald Trump has canceled the $35 a month insulin cap. Prices are expected to almost instantly go back to $1,500 a month. Insulin costs $2 to make. I mean, this is what we're seeing, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
This is the stuff revolution is
yep.
made of, because a lot of Trump voters take insulin.
Exactly. We heard from Garfield there, but what does Odie think?
Huh, it's funny. Drew in Oregon.
Sorry.
Good morning.
I didn't do a guess the quote, so you were dying to get that
I
in.
Was!
Okay. Hi, Drew.
I have some tidbits about Elon, but I don't know if you've heard the breaking news, but Bill Maher this morning has been diagnosed with woke derangement syndrome.
Oh, God.
So I find it interesting that Elon, with all of his billions, can't afford a gym membership.
We've previously noted he is shaped like a shmoo.
Yes.
Is what we decided.
Exactly. And if you don't know what a shmoo is, Google it.
Yeah. And as someone said, his hair plugs are gender-affirming care. Just FYI. 29 minutes after the hour. Barb McQuaid coming up.
You know, it's pretty striking that literally Donald Trump, all he had to do was do nothing. He could sit there, watch Fox News all day, sit with the remote control, occasionally tweet, and then on weekends go down to Mar-a-Lago and play golf. But he just had to purposely go about ruining this economy.
Representative Brandon Boyle, the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Yep.
Okay, one more went on to say...
With the exception of COVID and perhaps the Great Recession in the fall of 2008 when it began, I don't remember any other period in which you've had a Federal Reserve so quickly revise their projections from about 4% growth expected to now 4% decline. That is an 8-point swing in the economy in just 2 months. I have, again, and this is not because of the normal economic cycle. This is not because of a pandemic. This is literally all man-made, made by one man, Donald Trump.
Yep. Yeah. Man-made disaster.
Brendan Boyle is really smart.
And he is our favorite Weeblow, as we always tell
him. He's very young looking, yes. I think he's in his 40s, though.
Now, who said Trump has the politics of Mussolini and the economics of Herbert Hoover?
H.R. Puffin stuff.
No, that was Jamie Raskin, star of Stage Screen and Sexy Liberal, okay. D.C. Who said no moral person wants an economy-crashing dictator who knows the price of everything and the value of nothing?
Richie Rich.
No, that was Jamie Raskin, friend of the Stephanie Miller Show and D.C. Sexy Liberal. Pete Dominick, speaking of beloveds of the Stephanie Miller Show,
great.
He said, to those who think protests like today's don't mean anything or do anything, you would be wrong because they remind us of how many others there are who feel the way we do, and that is very important. Hear, Pete, and also, as I was saying, the message it sends around the world. Yeah. Here's some fantastic. It's all doom. Is there any other kind of scrolling other than doom?
Well.
NJ says, remember when JP Morgan just yesterday gave a 60% chance the U.S. would go into depression? Well, that's old news. Today they upped the possibility to 100%. Okay. Hey, here's a good point. How many people are going to... Anna says, if you voted for him and did not realize this is what you were going to get, be very angry at your information sources because they've been feeding you lies. Mm-hmm. That would be progress. If they... Right? Some segment was like angry because they realized they were lied to and they identify who lied to them.
Right.
Spoiler alert, Fox News.
Well, okay. I mean, so a lot of people on the right get their news from only one source.
Right.
Try and get your news from more than one source. That way you get view of the world.
I go to FoxNews.com find out what they're saying. For instance, this lunatic I hadn't even heard of. Who's this guest? Batya Unger Sargon? She's a far right columnist.
Okay.
So yesterday morning on Fox and Friends, she said Trump's new tariffs could help reverse what she called a crisis in masculinity.
A what?
That'll help you man up. Huh?
No, that'll make your balls go into your body.
She said the crisis stemmed from decades of working class men seeing American jobs sent overseas, which resulted in them feeling emasculated. Okay. She also criticized, of course, illegal immigration as another factor. She said, we imported millions and millions of illegals to work in construction, manufacturing, landscaping, janitorial services, jobs that used to give men access to the American dream. Do you want to start with how dumb all those arguments are? Okay.
Won't somebody please think of the masculine men?
Oh, my God. Yeah, nothing will make you man up and having to pay $45 for eggs while you don't have a job. Okay. Josh says in just 2 months, Trump has aligned the U.S. with Russia, wrecked an 80-year-old post-World War II alliance with Europe, gutted the federal government, oversaw the worst national security breach in U.S. history, and helped wipe $2.5 trillion off the economy. But sure, the guy who went bankrupt 6 times and ran a fake university totally knows what he's doing. I mean, I don't know what else to say. Oh, speaking of crazy fox bitches.
Oh. Yes.
I saw the clip of Jeanine Pirro going, I don't care about my 401k because I believe in him. Okay. First of all, you're a multimillionaire.
Exactly. You're rich. You have nothing to worry about.
But it's just that's how deep the cult goes, that they just right. You're basing that he knows what he's doing on what exactly?
She doesn't have to worry about the cost of eggs or anything.
Coach Kathy says, and there must be a special place in hell for someone who has single-handedly ruined millions of people's lives in a matter of minutes and then goes golfing on their dime. Thank you. I can't. The Fox News. Oh, I had one more guest.
Okay.
So this president who claims he loves the troops more than anyone this week has shown he is willing to make time for golf, for people who are lining his pockets, for conspiracy theorists, but not for fallen soldiers. Got it.
Casper the Friendly Ghost.
No, that would be Jen Psaki with yet another Psaki.
Oh, okay.
Okay, only one more chance to redeem yourself this morning.
Let's do it.
Okay. Who said the Titanic hit an iceberg by accident? This is the equivalent of steering the Titanic towards the iceberg. Who said that?
Jen Psaki.
No. Oh, you see, you were just trying to... No, that would be Steve...
Psaki. Psaki.
Lady. Yeah! No, that was Steve Leisman. From CNBC.
Oh,
and Trump's,
okay. And he's with, and this would be regarding.
Just one more Trump administration incompetence story. The White House mistakenly sent letters to Ukrainians ordering them to leave the U.S. According to Reuters, the letters stated their refugee status had been revoked. Recipients were given 7 days to leave the country with serious consequences threatened if they failed to comply. It's unclear how many people received such letters. Authorities later admitted the letters were sent in error. No one needs to leave the humanitarian program. Remains in place. Although you wouldn't put it past him, so
right.
You never know. Is
right.
This evil? Is it just incompetence? Is it both?
Well, I read yesterday that the Social Security website keeps crashing, but they're still under orders to get rid of all of their IT people.
Yes, of course they are. By the way, give me 14. I mentioned this to Malcolm Nance, among others. When you say how much worse could this get, this is one of my fears as well.
I keep telling the top management of the intelligence community, something is going to happen. A terrorist attack is going to get through. The Chinese are going to surprise us. The Russians are going to move nuclear weapons around it. And because of the clown show, we're not going to know about it. And that is going to be around your neck for the rest of your lives because you didn't stand up and say, no, we're not firing a 4-star general whose entire life is dedicated to keeping it safe because Laura Loomer says you should do it.
Yeah.
Jim Himes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as I mentioned
and
earlier.
Who is Laura Loomer again?
She's a right-wing lunatic.
Why does she have the power to get
9/11
conspiracy
theorist. It's racist. She's some 31-year-old lunatic that ran for Congress twice and lost and is... Okay. Another child with measles in Texas has died. That would be the second pediatric death amid a fast-breaking outbreak that has infected nearly 500 people in Texas alone since January. Adult in New Mexico also suspected of dying from measles. Ruth Pundit said it, but Bobby Kennedy that really has an arsonist going to the fire thing. They're talking about him going to the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's Michael in Oakland. Hello, Michael.
Hi there. So just as I'm driving to court this morning, apparently the White House leaked that there was going to be a 90-day pause in the tariffs, and the markets reversed into positive territory.
I was watching the market numbers. I saw them go up to positive territory, like 700 points positive, but now it's down again. So I guess, what is going on?
Yeah,
now,
chaos.
So now,
what a surprise.
So now they're saying... That was fake news, quote unquote, and they're not going to pause the tariffs. And now the markets are back down in the negative thousands, where they were heading at the beginning of the day. By the way, just so we're clear, a bull market is a good thing. A bear market is a bad thing.
Yes.
Now, stalactites and stalagmites, which is the uppies, which is the downsies?
Stalactites right. hang now, from the top, top of the cave. You. Stalagmites all grow right. from the bottom of the
thank
cave.
Thank you. The Stephanie Miller Show appreciates it. Okay.
Well,
yeah, this is what the markets, all every, mostly okay. what they hate is this just chaos and instability. Yeah.
I'm glad I got an explanation for why the markets like jumped up real quick and then jumped way back down. That makes total sense.
This is my favorite bag of rats story all over right. the weekend, as we've been mentioning. Elon Musk blasted top trade advisor Peter Navarro overnight, calling out his education and lack of corporate credentials. The two-day rout in the stock market. After Trump announced the tariffs, cost Musk nearly $18 billion just on his Tesla stock alone. Aw, so sad. Sucks to be him. A user on X defended Navarro as a skilled voice on tariffs, citing his PhD in economics from Harvard. Musk said a PhD in econ from Harvard is a bad thing, not a good thing, he wrote. Suggested it resulted in having more ego than brains. Another user stepped in to defend Navarro as right on trade, to which Musk replied, he ain't built. Wow.
Oh.
Fight, fight, fight. Big bag of rice. You are truly also incredibly awful.
Equally awful.
Yes. Oh, by the way, Caroline Leavitt.
Please
hey, girl.
Thank you.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
She said the economy is really starting to roar. That's like the like Walter the dog. She claimed the U.S. economy was beginning to ramp up. It's real good. Yeah, it's real good what you're doing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
As nationwide panic followed Trump's Liberation Day tariff announcement, she said, great news! The economy is starting to roar. Oh, they're talking about the jobs he took credit for that were added before the tariffs that... Okay.
Who's
he has that weird DeLorean that can just at will go backwards or forward so that he gets credit for everything and everything is Biden's fault.
Who is that Gaddafi or not Gaddafi, Saddam Hussein guy who...
Oh, Baghdad Bob.
Baghdad
She's
Bob.
She's Baghdad Barbie.
She is our
Baghdad... She's Baghdad Barbie.
Yes.
Right. Leavitt attributed the positive news in the labor market to Trump's push to onshore jobs... But many manufacturing companies in the U.S. have laid off workers as a result of Trump's economic policies. She also mentioned a sharp increase in construction. The BLS said there is little change in that industry. So Baghdad Barbie's mostly lies, and that some of it is just delusional spin. I'm not really which
timeshare sales techniques. Yeah. That's what they are. I keep saying that, and it keeps coming true.
We've mentioned this before, but this is so ridiculous. This whole how many years does it take, would you say, to build a factory? I guess it depends. Years,
Two or three, yeah. At least.
I mean, first of all, a lot of these companies are saying this is making the opposite. Mm-hmm. They're going to continue to be overseas because, first of all, the tariffs just on the building materials alone.
Right.
But then it's like it would take several years to from saying you're going to build to building it to having jobs be available.
Right.
It's such a stupid they're going to open all these factories here. It's like, really? What? I mean, we're all going to be dead by then is what I'm saying. By the time they aren't going to do it anyway. They can't afford the building materials.
We're going to be dead from starvation.
Oh.
Because we'll be in soup lines.
I want to lose a couple pounds, but then after that.
A depression should not be a diet plan, Stephanie.
That's a good one. Let's get that trending. I'm trying to look on the sunny side for me just for the first week.
You don't need to lose weight.
Just the first week.
Oh, my God.
All right. Boy.
You're crazy.
Stephanie Miller.
Prepare to be knocked on your ass.
Steffi.
They call me her. They call me
Stephanie Miller.
That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. They call me
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Yes, filling the giant void in Ting Ting's music in morning radio,
you know what?
Once again.
We need it. Mm-hmm. We need it. It's a happy song.
Yeah. You can't just have just one ting. They're like potato chips. You need both of them.
Sure.
Okay. So, 2 days after sending the economy reeling by announcing widespread tariffs, Trump insisted his trade policies will never change. Okay. He said, this is a great time to get rich. See, this does make me think this is a shorting the stock market scam for his billionaire buddies, because the rest of us are not going to get rich.
No.
Okay. So he had a candlelight dinner for MAGA Inc. while he was golfing with the people behind 9/11, the Saudis.
What is MAGA Inc.?
While other people were greeting the dead soldiers.
All right.
Did you see in Lithuania, they honored the dead American soldiers?
Yes. And we thank them.
And this hole was playing golf.
Well,
okay.
There was a Washington Post story that said he is way out of F's to give.
Right. Oh, I have that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Nice. He doesn't give
up. Thunder.
White House official tells Washington Post he has reached peak not giving up. Oh, that's nice.
Great.
Isn't that lovely?
Great.
That's lovely. He's okay. Blah, 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 blah. He's at the peak of just not giving up anymore, a White House official said. Bad news stories, doesn't give up. He's going to do what he's going to do. He's going to do what he promised to do on the campaign trail. He did say all this, just FYI.
He did.
Okay. Story paints an administration that's very different from the one Trump oversaw in the first term. There is reportedly very little disagreement with Trump making the final decisions himself. The internal disagreements are apparently a thing of the past now that Trump's cabinet is fully behind his trade war.
Oh my God.
To their recruiting process, they made sure it would only be people who were totally Trumpers. The people now confirmed are true Trumpers. So best
scary.
Of luck to us.
Yeah.
I think we mentioned this. Kamala Harris mentioned this several times. No guardrails
right.
this time.
Right.
Yada, yada.
We have to round. Now we're finding out.
Yeah. David in Miami Beach. Hey, David.
Hey, y'all.
Hi.
Yes. Wanted to remind you, yes, stalactites has a C, so they're from the ceiling.
Hang
stalagmites
down.
Right. are from the ground.
Chris said a good way to remember is like they're hanging tight, so they're coming
stalactites
down.
Stalactites hang
right.
tight.
Right, got
yes.
it. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Very good, yes. More importantly, the bear and the bull, there's a reason why there's only a bull on Wall Street for offense. They did not want to put the bear for defense, but that made room for the little girl. And
right.
other
right.
Which one of them
of protests.
Runs which way during a storm? That's all I need to know. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the Frangela story about the
That was from
the
last hour.
Buffalo, the buffaloes and the cows.
Yes, you might need to reset that.
Okay, they both know when a storm is coming. Mm-hmm. This is a fantastic Frangela story. They both know a storm is coming.
Right.
But the cows run away scared, and then they're too tired when the storm actually hits.
Okay.
Whereas the buffaloes run right into the storm, and they get through it faster. Run into the storm is my point. We'll get through it faster. Don't be afraid. That's what we did this weekend. We ran right into the storm.
Maybe that's what Carol Ann should have done to the light in Poltergeist.
Right. See? That's my point.
Mm-hmm.
What? Representative Eric Swalwell.
America first. It's Trump first. This guy is a con. Trump Bibles, made in China. Trump sneakers, made in China. The Trump coin, made on a computer, made in China.
Uh-huh.
Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, is it only me? It just creeps me out. Why are they all so smiley? He said Friday, I think we have to try this. And I have a high confidence it's going to work. Do we have to try this? Did we have to take a perfectly healthy economy? Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, Trump tweeted Friday, to the many investors coming into the United States investing massive amounts of money, my policies will never change. Okay, the people are not investing here. They're doing the opposite because... Okay. He shared a video that said Trump is crashing the stock market. He's doing it on purpose as part of a secret game he's playing, and it could make you rich. So Trump retweeted that. Oh, and then they... what do you call it? There was a supposed quote from Warren Buffett in there, but Buffett never said that. They issued a statement saying it was something sounding like Warren Buffett
right.
agreed. Okay. So lies and also. Okay. Wow. Yes. This clip. Is he doing it on purpose? The voiceover in the clip appears to be from Crypto Guy.
Who's Crypto Guy?
I don't know. Anyway, my point was Warren Buffett made no such comment.
Okay.
For those of you that care about, facts. Okay, John in Chicago. Hello, John.
Good morning, Steph. How are you?
Good. What could be wrong? Go ahead.
Good. Yeah, real quick. In 4 years, we get back in the house and we take everything over, and all these companies build factories here, and we go back to where it was. That's the instability is going to be there. Like, are we going to build this factory? And they're going to be robotics.
Yeah.
They're not bringing jobs.
It's not going to be jobs. It's going to be robots.
They'll be robots.
Building things with robots.
Exactly. Right. And they live on old people's medicine. No, they don't. All right. Prosecutor Barb McQuaid next.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
We do have to ask the question, is there some financial gain involved here? Because we've seen significant corruption coming out of this administration. I mean, they're peddling Teslas on the White House lawn. You've got the cryptocurrency schemes that are underway. He's even trying to sell Easter.
Oi, 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 oi. All right. Wow. What better time for a book entitled Attack from Within, How Disinformation is Sabotaging America? That's how we got here. Who wrote it? Why, she did. We're down a person. Bella's sick today.
No.
We're getting it ready. Don't worry. It's horse-drawn, Barb. We're University of Michigan law professor, right. Former U.S. attorney. Here we go.
Barbara McQuaid.
Hey. There we go.
Her name is Barbara McQuaid.
Attorney Barb McQuaid.
McQuaid is the best.
University of Michigan law professor, former prosecutor, just all around awesome.
Talk about the law and do it.
Barb McQuaid joins
the final showdown belongs to McQuaid.
Good morning, Barb McQuaid. Hi.
Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
I feel like if you go to court, you won't talk until your jingle is played.
Right.
Yeah.
My walk-up music, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I thought of you in your book, which is so fantastic, because we were saying that Fox News literally, for the first time in history, took the stock market ticker down off the screen. I mean, they are determined to, I guess, keep their viewers in a bubble of disinformation, right? That everything is fine, that paying more is patriotic, that this is all going smoothly, right?
Yeah, well, you know, one of the tactics of disinformation is simply to not share certain information. It's why it's so important that as a consumer of media that you follow multiple news sources, because some will have, you know, their own editorial discretion and choose to share things or not share things. So, you know, if you watch Fox News, you would hear in recent years a lot about Hunter Biden's laptop and about the invasion at the border. If you were to watch MSNBC, you might not hear much about immigration. So it's really important to get your news from multiple sources if you really want to be informed.
Well, yeah, Barb, someone was saying that you can imagine people that only watch Fox News think that the intelligent facts-based people are crazy. Because, you know, of the information they only get in their bubble, right?
Yeah, it is really interesting. I mean, on the one hand, they may hear things that nobody else is talking about. On the other, they may be completely ignorant of actual facts. There's a former congressman from West Michigan, which is a very conservative part of our state, who voted to impeach Donald Trump back in the days of the Mueller investigation and other kinds of things. And he had a town hall meeting, and he was stunned at how little people had heard about what was actually in the Mueller report, about some of the activities of Donald Trump. And it's because all they watch is Fox News, and so they miss out on what's really going on in the world.
Yeah. Well, you've got to be heartened by these, I mean, literally millions of people in the streets, and not just here, but worldwide. So, you know, because as you said, you tweeted, democracy depends on truth. You know, this doesn't happen by accident, what we saw in the streets this weekend, right?
Yeah, it was really heartening. I know here in Michigan, in many communities, we saw people, you know, Michigan's a very purple state, that went for Donald Trump in 2024 and in 2016, and multiple rallies around our state. I saw rallies not just in blue states, but in Utah and Florida and other places. So I do think people are understanding, and sometimes you know, it takes that economic pain before people realize that there's something profoundly wrong. And so maybe it is, you know, Trump's tariffs. Maybe it is the economy. Maybe it is the termination of federal employees, or now hearing things like Elon Musk refer to Social Security as a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
That is helping people wake up. But I have friends who've never protested in their lives who are out there with signs, you know, in the 50s and 60s. And,
you know, and
wonderful.
And Barb, your area of the law, I mean, you know, apparently we got Joe Rogan back on, you know, snatching people off the street without due process. So let's talk about, so the federal judge ordered Friday that Trump's administration rush to return a man mistakenly sent to El Salvador due to an administrative error.
That's it.
Okay. So his wife had, you know, his son, who were both U.S. citizens, had sued the government. So it's today, right? I mean, it's they were ordered by like noon today, right?
Yeah, so I don't know if we will see compliance with that order. They have said they can't get him back because now he is in the custody of a foreign sovereign. But, of course, the judge in that case cited tweets by Marco Rubio about how the U.S. is paying $6 million, and it was a great deal, and it's pennies on the dollar. Well, if we're still paying them and we have that relationship, it would seem that we would have the ability to recall somebody who is in their custody. I'm not sure they want to comply, but you know, this is why we have due process in the first place.
Yeah.
It's to avoid mistakes. It's to prevent U.S. citizens from being caught up in this net and being sent overseas. And so, you know, in so many ways, this removal to El Salvador was unlawful. You know, the Alien Enemies Act requires us to be in wartime, which we are not. But it also permits and provides for due process, which means a hearing, fair notice, and an opportunity to be heard by a detached and neutral fact finder. And so that's the part, the protection that was violated here. And I think the judge is right to demand a return. Imagine if you in the, you know, I think this man was seeking work outside a Home Depot one day.
Yeah.
Got scooped up and sent off to El Salvador to a hard prison where
right.
They are known for human rights violations. I mean, you better be able to get that guy back.
Right. And so, right, his lawyer noted he does not have a criminal record. The White House keeps continuing to insist he's a gang member. Carolyn Leavitt said he was involved in human trafficking. He's an MS-13 gang member, despite having no convictions for such crimes. You know, we heard J.D. Vance say, oh, he's not exactly father of the year, cited traffic violations. So to your point, Barb, just so people understand, in March in 2019, he was arrested outside of Home Depot where he was looking for work after a confidential informant testified he was a member of the gang. His attorneys say he's not a member of MS-13. The government offered scant evidence to back up the claim. A court ordered him deported, but he applied for asylum, asking for protection. It turns out a rival gang was actually extorting and threatening his family. So it's actually the opposite, right? Like he's requested asylum from gang violence.
Yeah. So that appears to be the case, but it's why we have due process, right?
Right.
Let's have a judge sort this out. Which of these people are credible? What findings do we make? Has there been a showing that he is subject to this order of deportation? All of those things are done in courts, and that wasn't done here, which is why it's so important, I think, that regardless, this person may be a wonderful person. He may be the worst person on the face of the earth. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Every person in the territorial jurisdiction of the United States receives constitutional protections, which includes the right to due process.
Well, and let's talk about this other wrinkle. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi said yesterday a Justice Department attorney had been placed on leave after he failed to vigorously defend the government's handling of the man erroneously deported to El Salvador in what the judge called a wholly lawless detention. She said he was put on administrative leave on Saturday. You have to vigorously argue on behalf of your client. Well, but you, as an attorney, Barb, you can't lie, right? So he had to admit that they had made an error, and that's enough to get you benched, right, at the DOJ, at this DOJ.
Yeah, this is, I think, really frightening. As someone who used to work as a line prosecutor, arguing in court, it's really important that your client be candid with you, because as an officer of the court, you have a responsibility not just to vigorous representation of your client, but also the candor toward the tribunal. That means you just, in English, not lying in court.
Right.
Yeah, and there are times when you have to admit uncomfortable facts, or you have to say, I'm sorry, I don't know, I will go back and try to find out. But what this lawyer said is, I don't have a better answer than that. That is the answer I got when the question you've asked is the first question I asked of my client, and I have not received an answer to that question. To fire a lawyer, put him on suspension for that, it sends a really frightening message to everybody who is a government lawyer that your job is in jeopardy if you act within the ethical requirements of our profession. All of those lawyers are members of the bar of some state, and those state bars require those ethical representations. So yeah. I imagine that every DOJ lawyer is looking at that today and asking themselves, what's my North Star? What's my red line? And if I find myself in that situation, I may have to expose myself to this, or maybe it will cause the preemptive resignation of good lawyers. And the worry about that is, if good lawyers leave, who are they going to replace them with?
Yeah.
Lawyers willing to go along with this agenda of zealous representation despite violation of candor to the tribunal.
Well, this leads us to, well, first of all, sidebar. You said Judge Boasberg, former roommate of Brett Kavanaugh, hardly a leftist. Good to see him uphold the law against the Trump administration. But let's talk about the larger thing of law firms. You said more than 500 law firms sign on to an amicus brief in support of Perkins Coie. Amid the firm's legal battle against Trump's executive order targeting its business. You wrote a great piece just entitled Why Law Firms Must Resist, because obviously, there are, Kamala Harris said it, what I say every day here, you can, modeling courage is contagious, modeling cowardice is contagious. And, obviously some law firms standing up, but some of them obeying in advance, bending the knee, and it really is terrifying. And the other thing, Barb, I was just going to say, the second part of that. So if they're forced to do pro bono work for the Trump administration, right, they could be forced to defend the indefensible, right? But so go ahead. Just talk a little bit about your piece.
Yeah, well, I actually draw on my experience as a prosecutor overseeing cases involving extortion. So, when the extortionist demands something from you in exchange for not hurting you, the beautiful restaurant you have here, it'd be a shame if something should happen to you.
Right.
But maybe you should give me $10,000. I could use $10,000. You give them $10,000. Well, that's not the end of it. It's never the end of it.
Right.
They come back next week or next month, and it turns out I'm going to need another $10,000 to make sure nothing happens to your building. And so any of these law firms who think they are buying peace by going along with these extortionate demands are sadly mistaken. And let's be clear, these are completely lawless demands. They are violating the First Amendment rights of these law firms to advocate as they wish, the First Amendment rights of free association.
Oh, dear.
By singling out a single member of a firm who wronged Donald Trump by being a special counsel or working for a special counsel. And the Sixth Amendment right of their clients to counsel of their choice. So all of these things are flawless. The three firms that have fought back with challenges in court have all gotten temporary restraining orders immediately from judges who issued scathing decisions against the administration. So to the extent these law firms think they're buying peace, they're sadly mistaken. And so I'm really glad to see these other law firms put their reputations on the line, because they too could be targeted as a result and saying, we support this effort to defend themselves in a court of law, to represent clients, even if they are unpopular.
And you can't tell me that Doug Emhoff's firm, that's all about Trump wanting Vice President Harris's husband to bend the knee. I mean, it's all about his just vengeance. I mean, and by the way, you put it in, we always talk about our childhood bullies, Chris and I. You said when you give a bully your lunch money, you teach him to come back for more.
That's
as simple as that. I wanted to ask you, though, because I wondered, you say five major law firms have now been named in presidential orders that strip lawyers of security clearances, cancel government contracts, prohibit federal agencies from hiring former employees, and ban them from entering federal buildings, a major problem for lawyers with cases in federal court. All of that seems illegal to me, but the thing is, you go, it's the same reason, some of these companies out here, Barb, have bent the knee, because they Trump won't let them do mergers or whatever it is that is going to affect their livelihood. Right.
Yeah, it's 100%. Your instincts are absolutely right. They are clearly lawless, which is why we've had in all three cases where law firms have challenged these in court, they have won. And I think anybody else challenged these in court would also win. It's tempting to blame the lawyers who are trying to buy their way out of these things. But I think we should put the blame where it belongs, and that is on the extortionist and out on
Thank
the victims
you.
Who are finding themselves in a very difficult situation. You know, I think they're worried about losing their clients. They're worried about their clients losing their federal contracts, worried about losing their ability to argue cases in federal court.
Yeah.
I think they are misguided in taking the easy way out, but the real blame lies here with the president who thinks he can just blatantly violate the law and intimidate people. I mean, you know, people have said before that Donald Trump ran his business like a mob boss. He's running the country like a mob boss.
Yeah. And Barb, if we hang together, right, you know, if nobody bends the knees, he's powerless. You finish. I mean, you just said what he really wants is submission. He wants to teach lawyers a lesson. If they go after him, they'll pay a heavy price. He wants to deter lawyers from taking action against him in court and for law firms to shun any lawyers who do. But as every school child learns, the only way to prevent the bully from coming back for more is to refuse to give in to his demands. We have got to have solidarity here, right?
Yeah.
You can't have some companies or some law firms because that's what the bully counts on, right?
Yeah, and I'm wondering if we've reached a tipping point because, you know, until last week, there's a former Solicitor General of the United States, Don Verrilli, who worked to get all these law firms to sign on. 500, including some very major law firms, agreed to sign on to this thing. Maybe we have reached a point where people realize that submission is not going to be successful, and the time has come to band together. And I think the protest this weekend also... You know, it's hard to get an estimate on the number of people who are out there, but it had to be millions of people who are out protesting all over the country. And so maybe at some point, and you know, also the great unpopularity of Trump's tariffs, I think combined could cause people to, you know, sort of wake up and smell coffee and say that maybe the time has come to reassert ourselves against this mob boss and to tell him this is not how we do business in America.
Or wake up and smell the fascism. Either way. All right.
Yeah, there you go.
Barb, I love the Sisters in Law, the podcast.
That's
her
right.
book is fantastic, Attack from Within, How Disinformation is Sabotaging America. We love you so much, Wolverine.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Thanks, Barb.
Thanks, Barb.
Who the hell do you think you are?
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Tell her about it. Tell her everything you feel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, this may be the final element of the revolution, and that would be beer. Beer was quietly added to the list of aluminum-linked products now subject to 25% U.S. import duty. Yeah.
What is the malted liquor? What gets you drunker quicker? What comes in bottles or in cans?
Beer!
Can't get enough of it.
Beer!
How we really love it.
Beer!
Makes me think I'm a man.
Beer!
I could kiss and hug it.
Beer!
But I'd rather chuck it.
Beer!
Got my belly out to here.
Beer!
I could not refuse it.
Beer!
I could really use a beer.
Beer! Beer! Beer!
The customs code used beer made from malt appears to cover all beer, no matter how it's packaged.
Oh, no.
Making beer among the hardest hit agri-food categories. I heard the first place we're going to feel stuff is coffee, fruits, and vegetables, which is almost my entire diet,
it
as
is.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay, Chris. Who said, while uncertainty remains elevated, it's now becoming clear that tariff increases will be significantly larger than expected. The same is likely to be true of the economic effects, which will include higher inflation and slower growth. This could include higher unemployment. That risk is elevated. Who said that?
Ben Stein.
No, it was Jerome Powell, chair of the Federal Reserve.
That was close.
It seems like he might know a thing or two.
Ben Stein wrote money policy for Richard Nixon.
He pronounces Smoot Hawley wrong.
Hawley Smoot.
Robert in Chicago.
Stephanie.
Yes, hello.
Hey, listen, I know the Department of Justice isn't going to do anything about Trump, but... can't somebody living in Washington, D.C., like, pick up the phone, call the local police department, and report a crime in progress?
Which one?
Hello?
You'll have to be more specific about Trump's crimes.
Exactly.
Oh.
Just all of it? Maybe you could. Maybe you can just go
general
this.
Sweep of
general
arm.
Sweep of arms.
Yeah.
Do I have to say? All right. 29 minutes after the hour, Stephanie Miller's show.
It does appear to me that this is what Donald Trump does. He somehow sold himself to significant numbers of Americans as a businessman, but he's a failed businessman, bankrupted multiple companies. And now Donald Trump is trying to literally bankrupt America.
Thank you, Hakeem Jeffries. So, J.D. Vance, by the way, in addition to being correct about Trump being America's Hitler and cultural heroine, he's, of course, clapping along with all the other MAGA seals about the tariffs, but in the past week, the same sound I make when I'm working out.
That is exactly the sound you make when you work out.
It's not. he has repeatedly insisted, in the past, he has repeatedly insisted U.S. manufacturing jobs were not coming back, dismissed efforts to force them to return with tariffs as a futile exercise by hyper-protectionists. So they've done a review of social media posts, interviews. It is amazing, right? Mm-hmm. He argued in repeated interview speeches and social media posts that automation and technological change were the primary forces reshaping the American economy. He opposed hyper-protectionists and their policies. He said so many of these jobs that have disappeared from these areas just aren't coming back. They haven't disappeared so much from globalization or from shipping them overseas. They've largely disappeared because of automation and because of new technological change. Vance insisted it was not possible to go backwards in time and bring back these jobs, referring to such efforts as trying to fight yesterday's war, arguing instead the solution to the problem was to retrain Americans for 21st century workforce. Hey, you know who else said that? Hillary Clinton said that. Remember? Remember? Yeah. And then, okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. Anthony in Santa Rosa. Hello, Anthony.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
I have an easy way to remember. Stalactite, hold on tight. Uh-huh. Stalagmite, poke you in the butt.
All right, thank you. I think we've covered. You know what it is? I think we all need to be distracted by minutia.
Okay.
Just because.
Like White Lotus? Who died on White Lotus?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Haven't watched it yet. Shut up. Shut up.
Oh. I'm going to burst.
I think I do know that there is more than one dead body. So
there's, you know what? Can I just say Mike White could be a Trump administration official? He just, there's that creepy smiley thing going on when he's talking about mayhem and death.
Mike White?
Yes.
Oh.
They interviewed him afterwards.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. No, I've always thought he was kind of creepy and off.
Okay. Anyway, I think it's not going out on a limb that there's been murders at one of the White Lotus resorts somewhere. Yeah.
The first episode showed a dead body. So,
Who is it? Who is it, Chris?
Floating in the water?
I know, but you don't.
That Belinda's son discovers?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What? Okay. We've been a little, what's the word, Chris? Annoyed
tense.
Since our initial crush on Gavin Newsom. Okay, a few issues. This I think is smart though. What he and J.B. Pritzker are doing, they're trying to get around Trump's tariffs to protect trade. In our state, with the state's fifth largest economy, asking his administration to pursue new and international trade deals to exempt California products from any retaliatory tariffs. He called on foreign governments to exclude items made in California from any actions they take in response to the tariffs Trump announced. He said Donald Trump's tariffs do not represent all Americans. This weekend showed that.
Yeah.
Which is great, particularly those I represent here in the fifth largest economy in the world, the state of California. California, the nation's largest agricultural producer, home to the most Fortune 500 companies in the country. We exported $23.6 billion in agricultural products in 2022. Almonds, dairy, pistachios, wine, walnuts making up the top exports. Newsom administration also fears retaliatory tariffs from countries that provide construction supplies, including timber, steel, and aluminum, could hamper rebuilding in L.A. after the wildfires. We talked to Mayor Bass about that.
Can a state overrule a federal policy like this?
California's economy relies heavily on trade with Mexico, Canada, and China.
Mm-hmm.
J.B. Pritzker is also seeking to position his state as a reliable trading partner in a time of economic upheaval. He did a visit to Mexico City this week, signed an agreement to strengthen trade between Illinois and the most populous state in Mexico in the areas of manufacturing, agriculture, and finance.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our northern states have been reliable partners with Canada,
Absolutely.
Too. Last month, Newsom hosted the governor of a Mexican state of Sonora. They signed agreements advancing development of clean energy and supply chains. He traveled to China to sign agreements with several cities and provinces to advance wind energy, energy, clean shipping routes, and methane reduction. Mm-hmm. So I think the answer would be yes, they can, but I don't. I'm not versed on the ins and outs of federal versus
right,
state.
Exactly.
But we are. I mean, we have more and more a larger economy than many countries.
We are.
You know.
But we're a state in a
federal.
And
we hate Donald Trump.
I know. But we're a state in a federal organization. And so I don't know, you know, if that.
We get extra points because for how much we hate Donald Trump.
Oh, is that it?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Representative Ilhan Omar.
They want you to think it is okay to snatch people in the middle of the night and disappear them. They want to take away our pride as Americans in the Constitution and due process by putting people in foreign prisons in a dark hole. They want to crash the economy so they can grab more power for who will bend the knee and give them access. None of this is normal.
Nope.
By the way, if I had to bet, I would not have guessed that's the issue we lost. We got Joe Rogan back on, but...
Welcome.
We'll take it.
We hug Joe Rogan tight.
Welcome. Okay. And Maxwell Frost, one of our other youngins,
yep,
talking about this.
They're the ones that are screwing us over on the job. They tell us that trans people are a threat to our children, but they're the ones dismantling public education. They're the ones denying the climate crisis. They're the ones poisoning our planet. They're the ones doing nothing about the national health, public health emergency of gun violence. And they want us to believe that they're the patriots of free speech. But they're the ones kidnapping and disappearing college students across this country that are just fighting for peace to ensure that innocent people don't die.
We were talking about how creepy this is. Canadian citizens have been told to expect scrutiny when crossing into the U.S.,
yep,
according to an updated online travel advice by Ottawa. Mm-hmm. Canada's government updated its advice, which says U.S. border control officers have significant discretion in deciding who enters the country, and travelers could expect stringent searches of their electronic devices.
Wow.
I didn't get to ask Barb once again, is this legal? Last week, civilian Canadian immigration lawyer suggested wiping social media and email apps from your phone before traveling to the U.S.
Yeah.
How creepy is that?
It's very creepy.
I was telling you, I saw an anecdotal story online about, you know, somebody saying their buddy was asked about his politics. He was asked about his politics, mm-hmm, and he said, well, I'm not a Trump fan, but I love Americans. They ended up detaining him and questioning him for I don't know how long. I mean, that is, and we were just talking earlier about the World Cup and the Olympics.
Sure.
We
brought that up with Mayor Bass.
Yeah. I mean, how many, what is the attribution rate going to be for athletes or people that don't want to come here?
Right.
I mean, it's.
Yeah. Is it going to be like, you know, the boycott of Moscow in the 80s, yeah, or in 1980? Yeah. I don't know.
We're in the axis of evil with Russia now. Okay. Hi, Jack in San Antonio. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is really for Chris, but I would like to become the pertinent lyrical purveyor of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Okay. So done.
It is done.
Christopher.
Yes.
From the prog rock community, please reference Genesis's Lamb Lies Down on Broadway album. The track is In the Cage.
Okay.
Where most of us learned about stalagmites.
Oh, okay.
Lock me in, hold me tight.
Okay. Yeah,
all right. Thank you for that.
Yes.
You know, it's weird. We're talking about the implosion of the worldwide economy and, you know, $2 trillion of wealth being gone overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And just there's like one thing we mention on the show, and then that's all that anyone wants
right,
to talk about is the difference between. And this all started from the difference between a bear market and a bull
market.
And then became stalactites and stalagmites.
Right.
We've got it. Stalactites are the ones that come
hang
down
tight
from the top because they hang tight from the top. And then
right,
stalagmites,
they grow from the bottom. That's
right.
The other one. Yeah.
Got it. Thank you. Aaron in Washington. Hi, Aaron. Welcome.
Hi. I'm a retired Navy commander.
Okay.
And I just wanted to recognize that Trump chose golf over honoring our soldiers who died in Lithuania.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And their names are Staff Sergeant Troy Knutson, Staff Sergeant Jose De Nunes, Staff Sergeant Edvin Franco, mm-hmm, and PFC Dante Tetano.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to respect them.
Yes.
Yeah. It's disgraceful. To watch the people in Lithuania crying and offering their respects to our soldiers, and Donald Trump's fat ass, is
sitting
golfing
on a golf court.
It's just yet another disgrace. But
And Stephanie, I want to thank you and your whole crew. I have been listening since we came back from Europe in 2004. And every Monday through Friday, and I just heartfeltly thank each and every one of you for helping to keep us sane during this time.
You too, us.
So thank you, and God bless.
Oh, you too, honey. You too, us. Can I say something else, Chris? You know this just because she brought up funerals. I went to funerals, on Saturday, but I would have, gone to the protest, but it was just as impactful for me in terms of. We always talk about don't let them take your joy, but now more than ever, spend time with family and friends and things that are important to you and that feed your soul and that don't, give you joy, because otherwise, we will all have a nervous breakdown with what's happening in the world. And I just wanted to say, so our friend Sue, who really keeps this show afloat, she's the president of our ad sales team. And so her husband passed away at only 58 years old of frontal lobe dementia and ALS. And the service was beautiful. But it just reminded me that, when you throw out that life's too short, life's too short. Spend time with your family and friends. You just never know. Yeah. And it's what she just said, what's going to get us through all this. But we want to just send a big, just hold Sue in her family, in her heart. She's just got a beautiful family and friends and community that loved her husband, Billy, so much. And so anyway, it was a powerful weekend for me too. I've got my sisters are getting up there in age, and I lost my mom a year or so ago, as you know, Chris. So anyway, just hug the ones you love a little tighter these days, because this is we always say this, right? We have all this Trump stress, and then we have everybody's got real life stress. All kinds of so anyway, just there you go.
Who do you think you're talking to?
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Sending love tonight to our little baby Bella, who is homesick today.
That's right.
I think a little food poisoning or something.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's why we need extra love. Bruce says, you guys are making me want to view TV again.
Aww.
Oh, hi. I don't watch news. You're my news. Thanks so much for keeping us laughing and thinking straight. Bruce. Oh, this one is a love letter that also is going to make us feel old. Tyson in Albuquerque. Says, think good thoughts for our Audrey. That was our Charlie Rangel impersonator.
Charlie
Rangel.
She is starting her surgery rotation this week as a third year medical student.
Oh my God.
Am I old? Holy moly. Yeah. Okay. By the way, I was saying I went to a funeral Saturday at a Catholic church, and I realize it's been 42 years since my dad died that I went to a Catholic church.
Oh.
I was 12 years hard time in Catholic school, but this is the first time I've been to it. And I was sitting between two Jewish people, friends, and I was having to ask them because I did take communion, but I was like, I don't, you can take your organ out for me if you want, but I literally was asking them. I was like, I forget what I say. He says body of Christ, and I say, do I say thank you or peace be with you or amen? It turns out it's amen. Don't call in with stalactite or stalagmite. It's amen. Yeah.
They do communion
and then
at a funeral?
You can ask either for, if you're not Catholic, you can ask for just a blessing. So that we were those people that would be separated in Catholic school for years because we were making each other laugh a little bit because they were like, she was like, I'm really panicked. Can I go up there? Am I going to burst into flame? Are they going to see the horns? I'm like, no. I'm like, is the priest going to say, oh, you have Jew face. You can't have communion. I'm like, the priest is not thinking Jew face. Just go up there. I did have Catholic school flashbacks. Uh-huh. I was a little nervous. I was like,
The first wedding I ever went to when I was a kid was a Catholic wedding. And I'm like, oh my God, are all weddings this long and interminable?
Also, I was much younger when I went before Chris, and I forgot how much like step class it is. There's a lot of stand,
up and down,
sit,
up and down.
Kneel, stand, sit, kneel. Uh-huh. And I was like looking at everybody else. I was like, I don't. And the other, they're like, we're Jewish. We don't know. I'm like, I don't remember. It was a long time ago. I'm not sure what we're supposed to do now.
Did they have on yarmulkes?
No.
I don't know. What? I don't know.
Okay. Amen. The answer is you say amen.
Okay.
I don't, seriously, well, I was like, do I say right on, Father, or peace be with you, or I don't.
I'm not Catholic, so I would just ask for a blessing.
Okay. All right. How about this? Scientists sound warning over Trump cut. 75% consider leaving the U.S. Oh, my God. Do you understand how long it's going to take for us to undo the damage that he has done? Mm-hmm. In response to Trump's ongoing cuts to scientific research and staffing at federal agencies, nearly 2,000 of the country's leading scientists signed a letter urging the administration to cease its wholesale assault on U.S. science. We're sending this as an SOS to sound a clear warning. The nation's scientific enterprise is being decimated. So they were polled. 75% say yes, that they are thinking of leaving the United States. We're scared that these blanket mandates could erase decades of progress fighting cancer, said one CEO of a cancer organization. This isn't about politics. It's about protecting the progress we fought so hard to achieve in cancer care and research over the past two decades. As I say all the time, Chris, there is not a human that hasn't been touched by cancer.
Right.
Friend, family, you name it. It's like we're down to the seeds and stems of awful news now.
Okay.
From the whole
have more tomorrow.
Worldwide
Don't worry.
Financial Armageddon.
We'll have more tomorrow.
The Trump administration has removed environmental protections covering more than half the land managed by the U.S. Forest Service as part of the president's aim to bolster the logging industry. This is the Avatar portion of the movie with the blue people.
Right.
The directive comes a month after Trump signed an executive order seeking changes to the forest management to increase timber production by 25%. Okay. Oh, by the way, one of my favorites, Eugene Robinson, Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist at The Washington Post, has announced he is leaving.
That's right.
After Jeff Bezos' overhaul to the editorial pages, he said, I think it's a mistake journalistically. I think it's a mistake as a business proposition. Mm-hmm. Yes, as Barb McQuaid told us earlier, stop bending the knee. If we don't hang together, we're going to hang separately. We're trying to get Jen Rubin on. She started her own thing. She also left the Washington Post.
Yep.
Okay.
You know what, though? All these people that are leaving, these opinion columnists that are leaving the newspapers, they're actually finding a lot of success going on Substack and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, this might be...
Glenn Kirshner said no more corporate media for me. He's doing his own thing.
On YouTube and Substack.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio recently met with the Danish foreign minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen. You know, he's Dr. Hafar's friend. Dr. Furry's friend.
Did you pronounce that correctly?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hafar.
I don't know. Loki is spelled L with an O with a dash through the O and then K-K-E. Okay. if you're curious about the tenor of the meeting, it depends on who you ask. The State Department said Secretary of State Marco Rubio met with Danish Foreign Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen.
I don't think you pronounce it like that.
It is close. He's the guy that came after Farsen Nugenmichen Plus.
Dr. Furry, it's off her.
But, you know, left. Okay. Anyway, Secretary Rubio reaffirmed the strong relationship between the United States and the Kingdom of Denmark. Rubio struck a similarly convivial tone.
Convivial.
Right. Mr. Minister Rasmussen, however, had a very different take.
Nugent.
Suggesting that the Trump administration's dalliance with making Greenland a U.S. territory is a violation of international law.
Okay.
I'm with the Farfenugen Zinsen Hushin. Okay.
I think you just named an IKEA bookshelf.
Lutefisk Alaska. That guy.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.